It's like what we wear, what we listen to, what we watch. Yeah, because God has called us to holiness. Christ is your life. He wants all of you. He wants to be pleased with you in all areas of your life. What you let go into your eyes, what you let go into your ears, your entire lifestyle, the way you live your life, the way you talk, the way you dress. Yes, God has called you to holiness, and being saved, you should repent of your sins. Because you already are saved. Not as an evidence for your salvation, not as a requirement to be saved, but because of the fact, as we sing in our hymnal, it's like he gave his life for us, and what hast thou given for him? I mean, he gave you his entire life. He died and paid for all of your sins. And here's the thing. Your life is not about you. In this room, the vast majority, if not everybody who's old enough, is already saved at our church. This sermon did not just be like, man, I've been here for 5 years. I always thought, you know, repenting of my sins got me saved. Nobody thought that. But here's the thing. What you can take away is this. If Christ died for you and is offering you a free gift. Look, if I gave you a phone as a gift, if it's a gift, you don't have to do anything for it. And you don't have to do anything to pay it back. But isn't there just this general thing on the inside of you, or there should be, that if somebody gives you a gift, I should do something for them. Not that you have to because it was a gift, but it's like, if they did something for me, I should do something for them. And what does God want you to do? He wants your entire life. Now look, none of us are anywhere close to that level because none of us have repented of all of our sins. None of us are even close to that level of giving Christ our entire life. But you know what? That is what God has called you to. And God expects you every day to wake up and read his word, memorize his word, pray to God, meditate upon God, get sin out of your life, not talk the way the world talks, not watch the things the world watches. God expects you to repent of your sins. Why? Not to be saved. Not to prove you're saved, because salvation is not us boasting about anything, but because of the fact he gave you a gift. And he's commanding us to do it. We're not paying back the gift. We'll get rewards for repenting of every sin that we repent of after we're saved. We get rewards for what we do. But that's what God expects from you. He expects you to repent of your sins and obey him because you're already saved. He wants you to obey his commandments. Let's close and work.